Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later today from 4 p.m. alongside the sneaker freak himself, Darren Bent. Anyway, we begin, of course, with reaction to all the FA Cup action when non-league Wrexham, owned by Hollywood sensation Ryan Reynolds, or Double R, as I know him, and Rob and another bloke. You know, the geezer off Always Sunny in Philadelphia. No one really knows his surname. Anyway, they were dumped out after losing to Sheffield United. The match was live on TalkSport. Here's the fallout.
Oh, it's a mistake by Kluivert. Sheffield United are in. It's an opportunity on the edge of the area. It's a winning goal from Billy Sharp. And Wrexham's fairy tale cup run is surely over. They conceded in stoppage time in Wrexham. They conceded in stoppage time in Sheffield.
Here's the Wrexham manager, Phil Parkinson.
Listen, I'm immensely proud of the performance tonight. Coming away from home to a top championship, premiership bound team and playing the way we did, is there's so many positives for us tonight. You know, we came into the game, we made changes, some were enforced. We wanted to put in a credible performance, obviously go through, but put in a credible performance. I think the way Sheffield United players, fans and staff celebrated was a mark of how far we've pushed them over these two games, and that is enormous credit for our players and staff.
Give Wrexham a huge amount of kudos about what they did. They every step of the way, pretty much every minute, other than the last three, four, they were a match for Sheffield United. In fact, they could have gone 2-1 up on the night,
yeah,
with the penalty side.
Yeah, it was unlucky. Mullins getting injured, pulling his hammy.
He
was fantastic for them, wasn't he? And after that, it looked like it was a bit of a struggle. Mate, but what are they doing at the end, Wrexham? What are you doing?
Do you know what, mate? That's fatigue. That is. Your mind. He would.
Just
first
put
minute.
Anything on
yeah,
it. Anything.
In the first minute, though, he doesn't make that mistake, the defender. Your mind, not just physically, mentally, you fatigue in a game like that because you're half preparing yourself for extra time. He's got to live with that. He's got to live with that. That's going to be tough on the kid.
It's a winning goal from Billy Sharp.
They were brilliant, Wrexham. What a devastating way.
It's a and devastating
the one
way.
Man you do not want that falling to.
Billy
right?
Sharp.
You have a look at the... Well, I know you've seen this, but anyone listening, you have a look when he cuts inside. He doesn't lift his head up. He just knows where the goal is. Make good contact. If I get good contact with this,
yeah,
I know where the corner of the net is and I'm going to slide it in there. Didn't whack it, just slid it.
Sheffield United with a better team, but, you know, it's an FA Cup romance story. It wasn't a heartache. You know, we didn't expect to get this far. Lucky that we've all seen it. Wembley would have been nice, but, you know, focus on the league now.
I mean, Billy Sharp come out after the game saying he weren't happy with the way the club were talking about winning the game and thought they'd already got the tie through to Tottenham and thinking they'd already beat Sheffield United. And Raven's talking about Wembley.
If Billy Sharp's that worried about non-league Wrexham, I think it says a lot about the rest of his career, really. I'm not being bitter. I feel like Billy Sharp was a bit out of order with his comments. You know, it's a non-league club getting a bit excited. I think he'd forgive us for that.
Elsewhere, the big upset saw the fourth-place team in the Championship, Luton, lose 3-0 away at Grimsby. 60 places separate the sides, and Paul Hurst's side took the opportunity with both hands as they clinched a spot in the fifth round for the first time since 1996 in some style.
Everyone connected with the club. It's a great evening. We'll have another good evening. I think a little bit of a shame it's not a Saturday game, because I know already I spoke to some people, mentioned afterwards or even before the game, when I was saying, well, I don't think we'll be going, so don't worry about it. But might not be able to get there, which is a shame, but we know when the game is, and we're still extremely grateful and pleased that we're in the competitions.
Elsewhere, it finished Fleetwood 1, Sheffield Wednesday 0, and Burnley 2, Ipswich 1. The fifth round is in 3 weeks' time.
Now, Leeds United will have caretaker manager Michael Scubala in charge when they face Manchester United live and exclusive on TalkSport tonight after they sacked Jesse March following a poor run of form. Ahead of the game, Scubala was asked if he's surprised that March was relieved of his duties, a.k.a. sacked.
I think the situation is very hard for the club and for Jesse. Jesse did a great job. He tried to build a team and a way of playing and ultimately, you know, the board decided that we didn't think it was getting enough points, and it's a points-based industry. When you want to do well, it's disappointed. It would be the same with me, it would be the same with any manager. So it's a disappointing time for Jesse, and I don't think we could expect any different of that. But he was very professional, and he was very caring for all the staff, and just said his goodbyes in a really professional and caring manner.
Now, here's the former Palace owner, Simon Jordan, who wasn't surprised by the decision to get rid of March.
In the back of my mind about this fella has been this constant sort of nagging feeling about style and substance, style and substance, style and substance. And I think what we've discovered is that he's got plenty of style and not a lot of substance. So in the end, there's this argument that style over substance often trumps, but in this instance, it doesn't. Because whilst he can talk a good game, whilst he can talk about the dynamics of how he thinks his team should win, he talks in overspeak. He talks about the nature of how he can evolve Leeds United, and he talks in a language that I found towards the end of his tenure nonsensical. And it was completely ignoring the evidence of his own eyes. I thought the appointment of Jesse March from the outset was only ever an appointment because the 49ers, if Leeds stay in the Premier League, are going to end up being the owners of Leeds United.
Right.
So it's an American appointment. And I always felt that there was an element, not the Ted Lasso categorisation, but there was always an element of, what precisely did he do? He took Leeds from 16th or 17th in the league and put them 16th last year, or whatever way it was. One place. You know, as much as I like talking about managers getting sacked, because I don't, because we're talking about someone's livelihood, albeit a very affluent one, I think he had to go. Leeds have not changed. They've not changed one iota. The same ailment they had with Bielsa is here with Jesse March. No one suggests that those players stopped playing for Bielsa. What they did was they had a group of instructions that weren't working anymore because they were not organised as a unit.
Yeah.
A year later, Leeds are still great to watch. They're still full of energy. You couldn't argue with the fact that those players are running around putting a shift in, but they're all over the place.
And here's the former Leeds gaffer, Neil Warnock, urging Mauricio Pochettino to consider the Leeds job.
I don't see anybody, you know, somebody mentioned Pochettino, which would be a good... And I think from his point of view, he doesn't need the money. I think that would be a great challenge because it's a massive club. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes it's not all about money for these managers. So, you know, that would be a good shout. But I don't think Carlos... I think he should stay where he's doing well because they've got a decent squad and I don't think he's managed anywhere like Leeds.
That's Carlos Corberan at West Brom at the moment.
Now, here's Robert, a Leeds United fan, on my favourite show on TalkSport, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, claiming that the club are actually bigger than, well, the universe.
I hate Manchester United, yeah, and I know Goldstein's a scum fan, yeah, but what I'm saying is...
Have a tiny bit of respect, Robert, if you can.
Oh, sorry. What I'm saying is, Goldstein, is that even you think Leeds United, they're massive, aren't they?
They have unbelievable support, without a doubt. But when you're talking about big clubs, I don't think support is the is one and only more? Factor. I think it comes down to so many different things. Financial power, support, players, managers, trophies. Yeah. There's so much that goes into it.
And I agree with you, but we've had 20 years of absolute agony with poor ownership. But if we're creeping up there, but we just can't seem to get that right manager. Mm. Bielsa was incredible. We need to go for...
He was incredible in the Championship, right?
Sorry?
He was incredible in the Championship, but not in the Premier League.
Half his team were injured. He had no investment.
Well, but he likes small squads. Get a bigger squad.
And half his team were injured. He's a youth player. He had no chance. Mm.
Do you know what, right? I understand this love of Bielsa. Appreciation for Bielsa, but... Yeah. To say that they're the fourth biggest club in the country, no. Chelsea are a bigger club than them. Manchester City are bigger clubs.
Yeah.
These guys are powerhouses now.
Yeah, I hear what he's saying.
Tottenham are a bigger club.
In the 70s, they were a massive, massive club.
Of course, but you said 50 years ago.
Yeah.
But that's what I said to you quickly, is that how long do you get to be this big, big club before it runs out?
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, Man United are in incredible form at home ahead of the visit of Leeds United. It's live on TalkSport tonight. Manager Erik ten Hag has spoken about how he's made Old Trafford a difficult place for opposing teams.
It was one of our aims this season to get that back. And so as aim as a part of the process to restore Man United to the club who we were once. But I say it's a part of it. I think also, for instance, home is good. I think also we have away also good results. But in away games, we can be even more, show more personality, be more convincement. So that's the next step we have to make. And to have the same team on the pitch in the personality as we are at home. But obviously I'm really happy with the process, what we're showing at home. It's great to have that connection with whole Old Trafford. But also I think we have to be aware when we play away, we have always a lot of fans are following us. And we can do the same away because pitches are same size. It's 11-11, so nothing changed. So in that fact, we can grow. So we have still steps to make, and we're happy with that as well because it's a good challenge.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Darren Bent. After us, at 7 p.m, it's Man United against Leeds in the Premier League. It's live and exclusive to TalkSport. It's not even on telly. It's not even on the radio anywhere else but here on TalkSport. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.